is a Fox News alert. Joseph McGuire is about to testify. I'm Dave Anthony. The acting director of National Intelligence will be questioned about the Trump-Ukraine phone call and the whistleblower complaints.
Remember, this whistleblower had no firsthand knowledge, wasn't a part of the call. My guess is the first time he saw the call was yesterday when we all read the transcript.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the Capitol.
Well, that complaint is now made official. The 9-page document, the whistleblower writes, I have received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 election. The account details that July phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president and a request by President Trump to investigate corruption against former Vice President Joe Biden. That complaint also says senior White House officials locked down records of the call's transcript. It also details other interactions between White House staff and President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and Ukrainian officials. Dave.
Jared, the president calls this a joke, a hoax. Fox's John Decker, live at the White House.
Fox News has learned that in the weeks leading up to the president's July call with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Ambassador Kurt Volker, in his capacity as the U.S. Special Representative to Ukraine, lobbied EU countries to increase their financial aid commitment to Ukraine. That would back up the president's assertion that the reason he delayed the nearly $400 million foreign aid payment to Ukraine was that he was frustrated about European countries not spending enough on foreign aid for Ukraine. Some leading congressional Democrats have alleged the president withheld that aid until Ukraine began an investigation into former Vice President Biden and his son Hunter. Dave?
John, we just got the final update on economic growth for the second quarter, confirming GDP increased just 2%, down from 3.1 in the first 3 months of this year. America's listening to Fox News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Again, our top Fox News story, acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, in a few minutes will start testifying publicly at the House Intelligence Committee about the Trump-Ukraine call and the whistleblower complaint as more details about that complaint come out. Now it's declassified. Benjamin Netanyahu is starting to try again to remain in power in Israel the day after the prime minister was given the green light to form a coalition government. Something Netanyahu failed to do earlier this year, which led to a second election that again gave no party the majority. There's just as much political drama in Britain over the ongoing Brexit battle, trying to finalize a plan to leave the European Union.
The culture was toxic.
The Speaker of Britain's House of Commons saying the atmosphere in a bad-tempered Parliament yesterday was the worst he's known in two decades. Lawmakers clashed.
We will not betray the people who sent us here.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson accusing his critics of betraying voters over Brexit. But one opposition lawmaker...
He should be absolutely ashamed of himself.
...said lawmakers are receiving death threats, quoting Johnson's words. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
There is a new empty cell on death row in Texas this morning.
It was 12 years ago this month that Robert Sparks stabbed his sleeping wife to death, then woke his 9- and 10-year-old stepsons and fatally stabbed them as well. The Supreme Court declined to intervene, so Sparks yesterday strapped to a gurney in the Texas death chamber. He apologized to his family and the relatives of his victims, then said, I love you all, and as the lethal injection began, said, I feel that. He took two deep breaths, snored briefly, then stopped moving.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan. In California, man due in court today, charged in 7 drug overdoses in Pittsburgh over the weekend. 3 of the men died after ingesting a powdery substance tainted with fentanyl. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Treasurer Laurel Pressing says drainage district payments are on their way. The News Gazette says Pressing says delays in the payments were the result of several issues happening at once, including the installation of a new computer system and a delay in the state setting the county multiplier. Pressing called it a perfect storm and said this year was kind of a mess. A free event is coming up October 5th to teach people about the upcoming Medicare open enrollment period. It is set for the administration building at Carl at the Fields, 9 a.m. until noon. Again, this is October 5th. Open enrollment for Medicare coverage for next year will run October 15th through December 7th. The event will include flu shots, health screenings, demonstrations, a virtual aging experience, and information about community resources. It is sponsored by the Carl and Christie Clinic. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
We've got our forecast today, and it looks gorgeous. High 74, low 52, plenty of sunshine by day, partly cloudy this evening. A scattered shower chance at 40%, especially late tomorrow. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high 80, low 67. Over the weekend, Saturday's high 82, low 65. Now a 20% chance of rain. On Sunday, a 40% shot at showers, especially in the morning. High 86 expected. 90 by Monday. Right now, the temperature's at 58. And I'd like to bring on someone who's probably having a little warmer conditions because he's in Dallas. How are you, Dr. John Duncan?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. How are you?
I'm good. So when it comes to the right amount of time of napping to avoid a heart attack, I thought this was a pretty good topic. Tell us more about it, John.
Well, this study followed over 3,400 people for 5 years, and they tried to evaluate how many naps per week was related to heart attack rate. And they had as the kind of the standard comparative group people that did not nap at all. And they looked at their heart attack rate, which was about 4.6% had heart attacks over the 5 year period of time. So now we want to see what impact might napping have. Does it increase, decrease, or have no impact on heart attack rate? So they separated people into 3 groups. One group would nap 1 to 2 times a week. Second group nap 3 to 5 times a week. And the last group nap pretty much every day. And they looked at their heart attack rate compared to people that didn't nap at all that had a 4.6% heart attack rate. And it turns out that if you nap 1 to 2 times a week, their heart attack rate went from 4.6% to 1.8%. Mm. So there was a dramatic reduction in heart attack rate over that 5 year period of time.
Well, sounds like we need to take more naps, huh?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because you would think if a little bit of a is good, maybe more is better. When you look at the heart attack rate of the people that nap virtually every day, their heart attack rate was the highest at 7.6%.
Uh-oh. Well, I appreciate you combing over these statistics. So it sounds like 1 or 2 times a week is healthy and helps us avoid heart attacks, right, John?
Well, it seems that way. You know, your brain needs to have some downtime to, you know, recharge and rejuvenate. It's the central nervous system of your body, and it's kind of like your electric car. You know, after you've driven your car all day long, you get home and you have to plug it in to recharge it so that you get where you need to go the next day. Well, our bodies is the same thing. We can't just run 24/7. We have to have some downtime to let that brain, that central nervous system, rest and recuperate and recharge. And I think that's the moral of the story. Most of the studies show, you know, 6 to 8 hours of sleep is a sweet spot related to your health. And now this takes it another step further and says if you add 1 or 2 naps during the week, it might be a good thing for your health as well.
VIA Scan is the company that you work for?
MyoScan is the company that I work at.
And it specializes in early detection of heart problems and stroke risks?
Yes, we have a very unique scanner, one of 65 in the world. It's an electron beam CT scanner, and we're able to see this heart plaque when it's about the size of the head of a pin, microscopic, 0.5 millimeters in size. So as a comparative stress test, they only see the heart when it's blocked 70% or greater. It's a little bit late for prevention at that stage. So we think it's much better for people to maintain good health than to regain it once lost. So we find this heart plaque early. We put them on a lifestyle program if their doctors think that they ought to be on certain prescription medications, and then we monitor them so that we don't get a surprise out of left field when they're 50, 55 years old.
Okay, ViaScan, V-I-A-S-C-A-N. People can find out more about Dr. John Duncan and the work that he's doing. When it comes to napping, John, I didn't ask you, how long is a nap? I've heard 20 minutes. Is that accurate?
Well, you know, that this study really doesn't provide the information. That would be a very good question. I think anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes would be a reasonable nap time to recharge and to regenerate and get going again. So I think 20 to 40 minutes would be a reasonable time period.
I appreciate you taking time to join us on ESPN 93.5 today. John, have a terrific day.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You have a great day, too.
Thank you. ESPN 93.5, naps and work.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back. And Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Lifeline Connect. Tell people what that's about, what they can do to help, why you're involved.
Okay. October 4th, we're having a fundraiser called Funding the Dream for 24. If you remember, the community and a lot of contractors got together, built a brand new dorm for Lifeline Connect. And, you know, before they was only able to house 6 to 7 men, and now it's built for 24. And as we all know, the need is there. And now that as we ramp up toward that number of 24, we need operating funds. We're having an auction, and if anyone would like to donate items or come have dinner and listen to some testimonies on October 4th at Hilton Garden Inn.
It's faith-based, which to me correct. Is absolutely critical. When other programs may not work, there is a Jesus Christ element in here that does.
Correct. And then when you graduate, it's not that, hey, we'll see you later, good luck. There's accountability partners put in place to stay in contact and have a church to stay plugged into for the accountability factor. Success rate is running a little over 60%.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
It's amazing. Lifeline Connect.
Did you know that October is National Orthodontic Health Month? Angel Smiles Dental wants you to join them in celebrating the power of a smile. Whether you're 12, 16, or 60, a perfect smile is one of your best assets. People everywhere appreciate a friendly smile, so make sure yours is the best in town it can be. Now through the end of October, come in for a free consultation at Angel Smiles Dental in Rantoul. Schedule your appointment at 892-8868. 892-8868. That's 892-8868.
Trevor Belize, such a great voice. In fact, he's going to help me out with more sports headlines in just a moment here on ESPN 93.5. Diamondbacks over the Cardinals 9-7 yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap at 8:16.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, the Cardinals took a 5-2 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning. But 7 runs for Arizona put the Diamondbacks over the top, 9-7, as Genesis Cabrera and Junior Fernandez combined to give up 7 runs, 6 earned.
Michael Wacha made the start for the Cardinals and had to leave in the second inning with shoulder tightness. And the young pitchers have great stuff. They have great futures ahead of them. Could not keep the Diamondbacks down in the sixth. 7 runs in that inning on just 3 hits.
With a tight race in the Central, the Cardinals have 3 games to go. Cincinnati will be hosting Milwaukee today, and then the Cardinals play the Cubs.
It'd be nice to get some help from some teams, but the Cardinals still have a chance to take care of business with the Cubs.
On the air tomorrow against the Cubs, 6:20.
Good morning, Diane. It's Trevor Valise here with your SportsCenter update. Starting out with the news of the day, of course, baseball. The Cubs, well, they're officially eliminated from the playoffs with a loss to the Pirates last night, a bad loss to a bad Pirates team. And now Cubs fans sit back and wait to see what happens once this offseason hits. Will they renew Joe Maddon's contract? Who else is potentially on the trade block? We'll see once the Cubs hit that offseason next week, but they do lose 4-2 last night to the Pirates. Out in Arizona in the desert, the Cardinals lose to the Diamondbacks 9-7. Diamondbacks put up a 7 spot in the 6th inning thanks to Wilmer Flores, who hit 2 home runs on the day. And the Cardinals are off tonight. Brewers win last night 9-2. Suddenly it's a 1.5 game lead for the Cardinals in the NL Central, and they don't play today. So it could be down to as little as a half game by the end of the day today. And then suddenly there's a big series with the Cubs in St. Louis at the end of the season to try and figure out who's going to win the NL Central. Will it be the Cardinals or the Brewers? If both Milwaukee and St. Louis wins out, the Cardinals do win the division by 1 game. Illinois sports, there's a big one tomorrow night in Huff Hall. Illinois versus Nebraska, a rematch from last year's Final Four. The team that sent Illinois home when they had a chance to go to the national championship game after being up 2-0, they get a chance for revenge against those Huskers tomorrow night in Huff Hall. Then another Big Ten game Saturday night against Iowa in Huff Hall. So two big games for the 20th-ranked Illini volleyball team. And then tonight on Big Ten Network, you can catch it live on TV, the Illini women's soccer team taking on Iowa, 8 p.m. tonight, BTN. Thursday night football tonight, a big game, Eagles-Packers. Packers are 3-0, trying to get to 4-0. It's actually been their defense that's carried them more so than their offense so far this year. We'll see what happens when Aaron Rodgers takes on Carson Wentz in Green Bay tonight, 7:20 kickoff at Lambeau. For more sports headlines, obviously stay tuned for the Jeremy Warner Show 9 to 11, and then the Drive with Tay and Piper 4 to 6. We'll get you ready for the college football weekend with some betting advice. Diane, you want to make some money?
Yeah!
Listen in 4 to 6 today for the Drive. Jeremy Warner Show 9 to 11. I'm Trevor Valise. This has been your SportsCenter update.
Nice. Good job. Now we'll get into our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Right now, the temperature's at 60. We're up to 74 today. Chance of showers at 40% tomorrow with a high 80. 86 on Saturday and Sunday with a slight chance of showers. Here's your Fox Business Minute.
Fox Business Network. New numbers from the government indicate the economy was expanding at a 2% pace in the spring quarter. The gross domestic product reading indicates economic growth was moderate, down from the 3.1% reading for the first quarter. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose 3,000 last week, but the total number of claims, 213,000, is still considered within the range of a healthy job market. Wish you could buy a Beyond Burger at McDonald's? That day is here for some Canadians. McDonald's is launching a 12-week test of a plant-based burger from Beyond Meat at 28 restaurants in Ontario. Both Rite Aid and ConAgra, parent company of Hunt's and other food brands, reported mixed earnings, but Rite Aid's loss is smaller than a year ago, and ConAgra says its business will live up to expectations this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Tom. 825. Thanks so much for taking us along on ESPN 93.5. Hope your day's going well. We've had some great talks. Dr. John Duncan talking about the right amount of napping to avoid a heart attack. Earlier in the show, it was interesting to learn more from Dr. Catherine Brown about a survey of more than 40% of children talking to strangers online and all the bullying that's going on that she was concerned about. David Sharp was informing us about the latest with the Trump impeachment saga that we're having happen in Washington, D.C. I had a request to visit with John Decker today of Fox Radio here on ESPN 93.5. For me, it's going to be a busy weekend once again. It's going to be at Parkland Dodds Park, the Walk to Defeat ALS on Saturday the 28th. If you need more information about that, you could just Google the Walk to Defeat ALS /champagne and find out more details about how to join us. I know anybody who high-fives me about the radio show here on ESPN 93.5, I've got some prize packs to hand out, so that'll be a cool thing. Thinking of different offers that we have, today we're spotlighting the restaurant Miga in downtown Champaign with a $50 voucher. And all you need to do is visit GoSteever.com. And at 5:30, we'll go live with this $50 voucher to check out Miga. It is awesome. The modern Asian-inspired cuisine, including sushi. The presentation is above and beyond as far as, you know, Better Homes and Gardens. And that plate is just terrific. If you have a special date night and maybe an anniversary coming up, MEGA and $50 voucher will be awesome. As you sign up at GoSteever.com, this offer goes live again at 5:30. Must be used within 7 days. And we need you to take a little survey and tell us about your experience. MEGA, located in downtown Champaign. You need to go to GoSteever.com and make sure you're registered. ESPN 93.5, we've got Trevor Valise contributing also with our sports headlines. We had the Cardinals lose and the Cubs lose, unfortunately.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The acting National Intelligence Director Joe McGuire this morning is taking questions from the House Intelligence Committee about a whistleblower's complaint against President Trump. That complaint has now been made public. It claims the president used his power to solicit election interference by pressuring Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden. This complaint also claims that concerned White House officials tried to lock down records of the president's phone call with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The transcript, they're alleging, did not go into the usual system. It went into a highly classified system that's used for black ops. So these are ops that are among the most sensitive that are carried out by the U.S. government.
Fox's Catherine Herridge in Washington. President Trump and some Republicans in Congress on this committee who've read the complaint call this just another attempt by Democrats to harm him politically. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Inspire Brands announced on Wednesday that it is buying Champaign-based sandwich chain Jimmy John's. Inspire Brands is the parent company of Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sonic Drive-In. The transaction is expected to close by the end of October. Inspire spokesman Chris Fuller told the News Gazette the headquarters will stay in Champaign for the time being. A free event is coming up October 5th to teach people about the upcoming Medicare open enrollment period. It is set for the administration building at Carl at the Fields, 9 a.m. until noon. Again, this is October 5th. Open enrollment for Medicare coverage for next year will run October 15th through December 7th. The event will include flu shots, health screenings, demonstrations, a virtual aging experience, and information about community resources. It is sponsored by the Carl and Christie Clinic. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Plenty of We've got your weather forecast, and it's brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you're backing in to someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Gerber locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com for details. Well, we've got sunshine today and a high 74, down to 51 this evening. More clouds tomorrow, high 80, low 68. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, we have a 20% chance of rain, high 82, low 65. 86 with some morning showers in the forecast on Sunday. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We're currently at 60 on ESPN 93.5. Going live today at 5:30. So if you get a second to sign up for these great specials, go Steever.com. Again, 5:30. We've got a deal from MEGA. So you'll visit the restaurant in downtown Champaign, enjoy their modern Asian-inspired cuisine. You'll click on the offer and hit accept. You must use it within 7 days. And you'll take a quick survey afterwards to tell us about your experience. Once again, 5:30 today. Go Steever.com to sign up and win this $50 voucher from MEGA and be one of our people who tries to get through and enjoy. Stevie J has been live from Amsterdam today, and he checked in earlier today. Yep, Stevie J Travel has him on the go today. Let's listen to a little of our conversation earlier today on ESPN 93.5.
Well, that's good. I am indeed in the Netherlands. We are in with a bunch of our Dutch friends. We're here live in Amsterdam. We're going on a Viking River cruise, part of Stevie J Travel. We're got 34 of the finest residents of the Champaign County area with us. And we had an overnight flight to KLM, Dutch Airlines, Royal Dutch, and we flew all night. And we are doing our best to keep walking and not laying down, because when you travel, you don't want to take a nap. So we're continuing walking. We went to the Anne Frank Museum, the Anne Frank House. And I don't know, Janet and I have done that maybe three times with the kids. It's so sad. It's just unbelievable. The Nazis killed 6 million Jews. Can you believe that? These people had to hide for 2 years, afraid to flush the toilet or start the, open the faucets for fear the pipes would be heard. Imagine living in that kind of fear. And they almost made it. They heard of June 6, 1944, when the Allied troops came on to Normandy. Incredible Allied invasion, and really retook the war. They had hope. Otto Frank reported he had so much hope that they were gonna survive. And it wasn't long after Normandy that they stormed the hidden house and arrested him, and Anne Frank died at a concentration camp just months before the end of the war. So it's so sad. Anyway, if you've never been, if you've never did the Diaries of Anne Frank, it's a lesson we all need to remember. Anyway, so that was quite a highlight. Never been on a Viking River cruise. Heard so many wonderful things about it, so we're going to do that. So on the offer today, it's going to be Amiga 530. Are we texting or is it Ghost Steever? I'm sorry, I don't have that. But it will be an opportunity at 5:30 to either text or go to Ghost Steever. You got to get registered for all these free things we're doing. But this will be $50 to Amiga. And you'll love eating an Asian-inspired Italian Amiga restaurant. And I apologize if it's a little windy and noisy. I'm walking down a major street in Amsterdam. Again, the wind has picked up. It's been raining all day.
It does say GoSteever.com, 5:30. Good luck. Need to make sure you're registered and hit the offer, then hit accept.
So it is going to be online today. Okay. So if it's either online or text, and that's what I failed to get the detail of before I left. Sorry. So be on your toes and listen later around 5 when the boys will be plugging it in on the drive this afternoon. So we have the overnight flight. We got here. We're trying to stay awake, and we're looking forward to a few days, and I'll be checking in when I can. And hopefully that won't be maybe every day, because it's currently about 2:15 here. I think it's about 2:10, 7:10 in Champaign. We're 7 hours ahead. So I'll try and check in. But the amount of bicycles is amazing. And once again, anecdotal, they just they look fit here in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I have smelled things. Again, I have never smelled before. But I've learned it's a different brand of marijuana. And they have coffee shops, which are marijuana places.
That's right. You think you're going for coffee, but it smells different.
Yeah. Yeah, Stevie J probably wouldn't fit in that coffee house, but I have had coffee. European coffee is much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's great to check in. I'm glad you're listening. Thank you, Diane, for helping me through these days. We'll be back a week from today, so it's a fairly short trip. But it's really fun to get out and take an adventure, and we're looking forward to checking in. We're on this beautiful, the Rhine River is a beautiful river, and I'll learn a lot here on this trip to Germany and in Basel, Switzerland. But I'm telling you what, if you're in the one anecdotal note, I should tell my friends at Durst Cycle, I haven't seen one helmet yet. And these are big bikes, man. They're big bikes, and they're flying through the streets, and they have pathways everywhere for bicycles. And if they hit you, you get the ticket. So you got to, and they go fast. I'm surprised they just barrel down. It's unbelievable. Well, okay, we'll let you go, Diane, but we're live from Amsterdam. I don't believe I've ever broadcast from Amsterdam, so I'm glad I could bring that a little flavor today from a beautiful town. It's clean, it's big, diversity, and a lot of people on bicycles staying in shape. Anyway, it's good talking to you. We'll meet tomorrow. I'll try and check in again. And thank you. Don't forget, again, our offer from Amiga Restaurant. Great chance to get $50 on me on our Ghost Steever program, ghoststeever.com, 5:30 today. We listen to Tane Piper on the drive for all the details, but you got to get it at GoStever.com. Live from Amsterdam, Diane, I'll check in tomorrow.
All right, happy travels, Stevie.
Thank you. Talk soon. Thanks.
ESPN 93.5, 844. Busey can help you rein in when it comes to the credit situation. Now, do you know your credit score? Survey says 1 in 3 do not. With good credit, you can buy a home, purchase a car, start a business, get a job, even establish utility service. At Busey, they can help you fix this when it comes to your credit report. Do read the fine print on that credit application. Don't feel pressure to get a credit card. Ignore the warning signs of credit trouble. Don't share your credit card number. So many scams out there. Busey can get you informed with their Pillar magazine. What a terrific resource for learning money management. The upcoming fall issue will be released early November and let you explore how to establish and use credit wisely. You can request a copy if you visit their publications page at Busey.com. Your newest Busey location. You can stop by a nearby location and get smart about credit with Busey and speak to one of their experts at 1-800-67-BUSEY today. I see that Austin Berkland is joining me in studio now. In case you're watching on our YouTube channel, you already knew that. ESPN 93.5. Hi, Austin.
How's it going, Diane?
Fine. A little bitter. I guess we're eliminated as far as the Chicago Cubs on playoff contention. I was holding out hope.
Yeah, my hope was all but gone.
I thought so.
The magic number was 1 last night, and the Brewers took care of business, and the Cubs lost to Pittsburgh. So this team has a lot of faults. It's not going well down the stretch. They've lost 8 straight games, and they have an opportunity to lose 12 straight, so not looking good.
Well, that's so positive. Thanks so much. I mean, what if they were to sweep down at Busch against the Cardinals?
If they were to sweep the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Then the Brewers would win the NL Central.
Oh, okay. So we don't really want that. As a company, I mean, ESPN 93.5, we're looking forward to postseason here.
Well, I mean, they would have that one game wild card, the Cardinals would at least, against Max Scherzer and the Washington Nationals. But if they lose that, then their playoffs are done.
Okay.
That's really what the Cubs fans are cheering for. If you hate the Cardinals more than the Brewers, then you want the Cubs to win, and the Brewers will take the NL Central. But if you like the Cardinals more than the Brewers, then you might want the Cardinals to win a couple games and maybe help your draft positioning if you're a Cubs fan.
Okay. So that helps me define what's going on, because sometimes I get confused with all this stuff.
Yes, so right now the Brewers are in the wild card position. They would take on the Washington Nationals, but they are only game and a half back of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Are you guys combing over this in the Jeremy Warner Show, 9
yes.
to 11?
Yes, we have Joe Schwartz from The Athletic St. Louis talking about the Cardinals pitching staff and as well as the Cardinals run down the stretch here against the Chicago Cubs.
Okay, good. Now we have Eagles and Packers at 7:20 tonight from Lambeau.
That's right. Eagles have Alshon Jeffrey back, a opportunity to bounce back after a 1-2 start on the season. Packers are undefeated after beating the Bears in week 1. So if you're a Bears fan, you're probably a big-time Eagles fan tonight, because the NFC North is just such a good division. They are 7-0-1 against other divisions this year between the Lions, the Vikings, the Packers, and the Bears.
And I noticed you're wearing your Eagles attire.
That's right. Got my Carson Wentz jersey on along with the Eagles hat. So I am all prepped for the game tonight.
Well, good luck with all of that. We also have Illinois and Nebraska in volleyball tomorrow. Illinois at 20, Nebraska at 3. A rematch of that Final Four
right
in Huff Hall. So we're hoping to pack Huff Hall. And then they'll continue Big Ten play on Saturday against Iowa. Chris Thomas's team is outstanding.
Yeah, they had a really rough stretch, but then they bounced back. So hopefully that bounce back keeps going and Illinois can secure this win. against a top flight team.
Another women athlete event happening at 8 o'clock tonight on the Big Ten Network, Illinois Soccer in Iowa.
Jana Rayfield just collected her 200th win of her career.
She's
so
phenomenal.
Yeah, Illinois Soccer just keeps getting great coaches after great coaches.
I guess Melvin Gordon is back with the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, he'll start probably next week. This week is a little too late in the practice schedule for him to get involved, but next week I expect a lot of Melvin Gordon, and I'm sorry for every other fantasy football owner who has other L.A. Chargers running backs because those carries are diminished.
Okay. Well, final thought, Theo Epstein. Do you think he'll go to Boston?
You said last night that he is not. He has work to do in Chicago still, and this is a tumultuous offseason for
yes,
the Cubs. A lot of options. Are you going to trade one of your core four pieces in Wilson Contreras, Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, or Anthony Rizzo? I mean, there's a huge opportunity this offseason to change a lot of things up.
And will Joe Maddon weather the storm?
Nope.
Okay.
That's it's all but written on the wall. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Austin.
No problem.
ESPN 93.5.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Being of service to others is truly what brings me happiness. I'm John Farney, mortgage lender at Mahler Financial Group in Champaign. Buying a home is the biggest purchase you'll ever make. No one should go it alone. That's why before I began my career with Mahler, I was a customer. I know the service Mahler provides, the type of service I've provided throughout my career. And while the service I provide may have changed, my commitment has not. You can't get a more dedicated local lender than J.J. Farney. Visit me at MahlerFinancial.com.
NMLS number 1810670. Mahler Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage license.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers. Because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K, or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam, or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign on South Neal Street is the perfect place to pick up dinner for the family on your way home from work. Whether it's a chicken fajita meal for everyone to share, a cheese quesadilla for the kids, or a margarita for yourself, El Toro will have the food hot and ready for you. Just call them at 217-378-7807 to place an order. That's 217-378-7807. Can't make it to the restaurant? They'll bring the food to you. Delivery is also available. Just visit their website at eltororestaurante.com and click on the delivery tab.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Our forecast looks terrific with a high 74, low 52, scattered shower chance at 40% tomorrow, otherwise partly cloudy, high 80, low 67, mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high 82, chance of rain at 20%, again, love to see you at the walk to defeat ALS out by Parkland in Dodds Park. I'll be out there between 8:30 and 12:30 with all the walkers and supporters. It's a very fun family atmosphere, too, if you just want to come on out and be a part. High-five me out at Dodds Park Saturday morning. I've got some prize packets to hand out from ESPN 93.5. On Sunday, as we wrap up the weekend, we still have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, otherwise some clouds and a high 82. Back into the work week, we've got a high 90 expected as we wrap up the month of September on Monday. Our forecast is brought to you by Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, Express Purchase. If you'd like to do that, they have an option for you. What the key is these days is you visit with Ben Quattrone and some of his great staff. I know Craig's awesome.
for me, working with Tommy West. He just had a new baby like 8 months ago. You can ask him about the baby pictures on his phone because he loves to show up, little Ben. And he can work with you and you talk about what exactly you need. For me, I had a 250,000 miles on my van and I needed to upgrade a little bit. But I love my van because I'm hauling around DJ equipment and going to various events. So I needed the room and the space in the back. I know that I have the opportunity to test drive many vehicles, including the Passport and the Pilot. Wonderful vehicles. If you're looking to upgrade and take it up a notch, maybe you've got some road trips coming up inside the next few months for the holidays, visit drivechampagne.com or stop by Honda BMW located over by Thornton's and Savoy 16 Theater. It's just a great dealership. Of course, spick and span clean. You can drop your lunch on the floor and eat it. It is one of Stevie J's jokes. So in any case, enjoy your experience. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com if you'd like to check out this award-winning dealership and get yourself a new vehicle. Great to talk with Troy Lance and his involvement. LifelineConnect.org if you'd like to be involved at the Hilton Garden Inn for their banquet and auction that supports this faith-based recovery residential program in Urbana. Get involved now as they are in the zone. I think the ticket's only like $25, and they've got this terrific auction where you can win some terrific things and be supporting Lifeline Connect. They've got a residential program that you can get involved with. Again, lifelineconnect.org for details on that. I was just visiting with Austin Berkland about all that's happening in the MLB and the final games of the season. We have the Cubs and Pirates at 6:05 tonight, in case you care. It's over on US 105.9. So take note of that. Enjoy your day and thanks for taking us along. If you want a podcast, it's at ESPNCU.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies.